great verse in the Bible, and a great chapter, really. You say, well, you say that about every one of them. They all are good. Amen. Galatians 6, and you know, Paul's writing to the Galatians and straightening them out, getting things right with them, and trying to get them to get things right about the law, like Brother Mike was talking about, in, I believe it was in Sunday school. He says in Galatians 6:1, he says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, assuming that people are spiritual. And, you know, I preached, I got a message called, How Spiritual Are You? And, you know, we want to be, you know, spiritual people. That's what we're made for. We're made to be spiritual people. And the Bible says, brethren, ye which are, if a man be overtaken in the fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. So the Bible just assumes, and Paul writes to the Galatian church, he said, if a man be overtaken in a fault, and you got to try to, if a guy wants to be restored, you just don't restore somebody that doesn't want to be restored. But he said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in spirit of meekness, humbling yourself before him, and before God, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. We're talking about the law of Christ. And that's one of the laws the Lord gives to his children to be able to restore somebody that's seeking for restoration. And we want to see people get restored. You're watching by live stream, and you say, man, I've been backslid. I've been out doing this. You don't have to stay that way. You don't have to stay that way at all. You want to be a spiritual person. I run into people all the time. You've run into them on the job site and everything. They're saved, but they haven't been in church. They haven't been reading their Bible. They haven't been fellowshiping with God. They say, well, I talk to God, and I read my Bible once in a while. And you know, I had a guy call me tonight just talking to me and wants me to go see somebody. But and he said, I don't know if the guy's saved or not. But we see a lot of people get saved around here. We see a lot of people, and I was telling Mike and all everybody out there, like that pear tree we got sitting out there, and that thing produces more fruit than you ever seen on a pear tree. Any tree that I've ever seen produce that much fruit, but a lot of it falls to the ground, and it falls to the ground and rots, and we don't want to see that. We want to see that fruit remain. We want to see it become spiritual. We want to see it become be able to help somebody else. God put us here for a reason, to be able to encourage somebody, see somebody saved, be a testimony, be a light for his glory. And then it says, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual. And where he's assuming, you should be spiritual. And I want to be a spiritual man. I want to walk with the Lord. And the Bible tells us about singing songs to the Lord. Take your Bible, look and hold your place in Galatians, and look over at Ephesians chapter 5. In Ephesians 5, look what it says, talking about singing to the Lord. And a lot of Christians don't know nothing about this. A lot of them don't, they don't care less about being spiritual. I bet you find a lot of people that probably have gotten saved, and they're probably in Antiva. They're probably messing around with that mess. They're probably raised in church, got out there, got to be rebels. And you don't want to be a rebel. You definitely don't want. I was a rebel before I was saved. And sometimes I've been a rebel with the Lord, and I don't want to be like that. I want to be a spiritual man where God can count on me. And you ought to want to be a spiritual person that God can count on you. And the Lord, when somebody come by your way, the Lord knows that you're going to run into them, and he wants you to be a spiritual person and be able to help them. Maybe you find a brother or sister out there wayward, looking for a church, looking to some help. Maybe somebody going to encourage them. And God's got you for a reason. A lot of people think, well, God's not using me unless I'm in the ministry. No, you're in the ministry. Everybody's in the ministry. You're saved. You're in the ministry. You're supposed to be thinking about the Lord's business. We're in God's business, amen? And Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. And the greatest business there is in the world is the Father's business. We're all in it. That's what Faith Baptist Church is here for. It's for the Father's business. And look what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5. Look what it says in verse 15. Back up to 14. Wherefore, he saith, awake, thou that sleepest. And isn't that something? He's saying that to the church. The church of Laodicea is asleep, and all disciples went to sleep when they should have been praying. He said, watch and pray, lest you fall in temptation. He said, wherefore, he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. You want light in your life? See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Everybody ought to understand. If you're saved, if you're a spiritual person, you ought to understand what the will of God is. You say, well, I don't know the will of God for the future way down the road, but I know what the will of God is for me right now. is my, the will of God is for me to praise him and serve him and to win people to Christ and be a witness for him. You ought to have tracts on you everywhere you go, pass out tracts, and, you know, put them down in the bathrooms, wherever you go, put them out. I gave somebody a tract the other day, and they said, man, I got one of these the other day. Somebody gave me one. I forget where I was at, but, man, what a blessing. I said, you got it? And they showed it to me. It's Faith Baptist Church. What a blessing. And I see that happening a lot. And it says, be not drunk with wine, verse 18, where is access, but be ye filled with the Spirit. And God says, a man filled with the Spirit, look what he'll do. Speaking to himself in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. I wouldn't give you a dime for a Christian that doesn't have a song. A Christian ought to have a song. You ought to have a joy in your heart. Now, I mean, you shouldn't be singing the world's songs. You shouldn't be out there, you know, dancing around the world's dance and all that mess. And being by the fire of the world like Simon Peter, because before long you'll be cursing God or cursing that you even know him. And that's what Peter did. And boy, every time I read that about Simon Peter, and the Lord tells him, Peter said, I'm not going to forsake you, Lord. And the ones that stand up and say something like that is usually the first ones going to go. Usually that's the first ones. Speaking to yourself in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God. When Josh got up here and said, I wanted to thank the Lord for his mercy and praising him for it, that's good. That's what we ought to be doing, not just in front of a congregation. You ought to be doing it on your own, when you're in your car. Man, when the devil and unclean spirits start working on you, saying you ain't got this, you ain't got that, you try to make you depressed, say, I talk to myself. I said, shut up, man, and I'll start singing to the Lord. And boy, they can't stay around there. Speaking to yourself, talking to yourself. See, you talk to yourself? Yeah, I talk to myself. I said, man, you idiot, what's the matter with you? I call myself an idiot. Don't you all call me idiot, but Lord, I talk to myself an idiot. Speaking to yourself in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always to all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit yourself one to another in the fear of God. And goes on down talking about husband and wife relationship. I mean, spiritual, man. I want to be a spiritual. And the Bible tells us we're a spiritual house. Take your Bible, look at 1 Peter. You know, let me tell you this. If you're not a spiritual house for the Lord, then that house is no good. That house is no good. Look at 1 Peter. This is just simple. This is elementary stuff. I didn't want to get into Daniel tonight. We got some things I want to get into Daniel, but not. I figured, well, we'll just do something simple tonight. But look in 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. And it says, wherefore, laying aside all malice, all guile, and you'd be surprised what's going on in churches. People, man, got hatred. They got malice in them, and they got hypocrisy, envies, and evil speakings. The Bible says, as newborn babes desire sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be that you have tasted, the Lord is gracious. To whom coming? Now, how many of y'all believe the Lord's coming back? I believe that. I believe he's coming back sooner than people think. I believe he's coming back quick. Y'all pray for, just popped in my mind, pray for Dee McGay. Her brother just died this morning. She was with him, and he was in her 60s, I believe, and he passed away. And, you know, she's with the family. There, he had a testimony. He was a saved man and loved the Lord. Brother Mark called me a little while ago and told me that. And it's hard to believe that our revival is going to start not this Sunday, but next Sunday. It starts. Isn't that something? And that's coming up on us quick. It says, to whom coming as on the lively stones, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Then it says, verse 5, ye also are lively stones, are built up a spiritual house. I mean, we're a spiritual house. Man, we're supposed to be building ourselves up on a daily basis. We're supposed to be singing praises to him. Just like what we're doing in church tonight. We're singing. We sing songs. We read our Bibles. We pray. We're going to pray in a little bit. That's what we ought to be doing on a daily basis. Not just on church night. It should be a daily thing. I mean, Christianity is not something I do. It's a part of me. It's a part of us. That's what it should be. He says, ye also are lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. I mean, that's what we're supposed to be doing. You don't know what your job prescription is? Your job prescription is you're a spiritual house. You're supposed to be offering up spiritual sacrifices to God. That's our job description. And it says acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also, if it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. A lot of Christians are confounded these days. They don't know if they're coming or going. They don't know what's right. And then you hear about all kinds of stupid stuff that they end up doing. It says, unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word. I remember hearing Dr. Sotler used to say this. He said, man, if you're trying to live for God and you're trying to be a spiritual man and love God, he said, God will bankrupt heaven to take care of you. And I mean, God ain't going to go bankrupt, that's for sure. The Bible tells us that we're a spiritual house. We're supposed to be offering up spiritual sacrifices. That's our job description. I mean, we're supposed to be singing psalms and praises to God. Having joy in your heart, having joy down deep inside you. The Bible tells us that we also ought to be comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. Be looking at it, saying, Lord, how's this going to contain in my life? How's this going to work out? I mean, Lord, you help me. Now, go back to Galatians 6. Look what it says. If a person is doing those things, he's going to help somebody. He's going to restore people. He's going to be an encouragement to people. That blessed my heart that Rasheem came last night. I seen him at Earl Teach when we went down to buy that thing. And he came in, and we started taking the wheels off that, or the legs off that thing. He was down there working, and I was down there on the other side. And he looked over. He said, Preacher, you're the one that bought it? I said, the church bought it. And he helped me get it in the, and he said, man, I love this piano. I hate to see it go. He said, man, I love this thing. And he came in last night and he played it, and what a blessing that was. But man, I just hugged him. I want to see him restored and walking with the Lord. I was kidding him. I said, you're another Kenny Baldwin playing the piano, you know. I said, can you preach, boy? I'm messing with him. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in the fall, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one. Can you restore anybody? Can you help anybody? In the spirit of meekness. You say, I'm just not in that place right now. Well, get back to the place where you ought to be. Or get to the place where you ought to be. If you've never been there before, get there. Considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Brethren, bear ye one another's burdens, so fulfill the law of Christ. If a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work. And then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, we use that verse to say, okay, you're going to reap what you sow. But if you're sowing good things, you're sowing spiritual things, guess what? You're going to reap spiritual things. You're going to reap them. Your children will benefit from it. Your children will benefit from you sowing good spiritual things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit, there it is, shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well-doing. You say, man, with all this COVID-19 and all this stuff going on, and I just heard the New York governor or the mayor said, you know, anybody leaving, you have to fill out paperwork. And Samson was telling me that the governor was saying the same thing. He said, Dad, pray. He asked me the other day. He said, Dad, pray Monday. He said, pray that I can come down here. I don't have to fill out no paperwork. I'm not breaking the law. And I told him, I said, well, son, it comes down to Acts chapter 5. It says, what should we do, whether we obey God or man? He goes, yeah, but they were talking about preaching. He said, but just coming down there. And I said, well, you be preaching down here. But I said, well, you ask the Lord to show you. And I said, I'll be praying. So Tuesday, yesterday, I was coming down the road, and right on the news it said, Governor Cuomo just took off Delaware off the list. Now people can travel. They don't have to quarantine themselves when they come back. And he was wanting to keep a good testimony with his church and the people in that community because they're watching him like a hawk after all this stuff that happened. And I understand what he was saying. But we want to be spiritual people. We want to be loving the Lord and serving him. And, you know, and the Bible says you'll fulfill the law of Christ if you're a spiritual person, singing to the Lord, rejoicing, and say, Lord, I'm not my own. I'm not my own. Not my will, but thine be done. I don't belong to me. The Bible tells us that you don't belong to you. You know, that Bible tells us, you know, look over in Romans chapter 12. Look at this. Romans 12. Some of y'all could quote this by heart. And this is just a little encouragement tonight, reading the Word of God. But every day, you gotta submit yourself to God. Every day is a daily thing. And like I said, when it becomes a part of you, when it becomes your life, being a Christian is your life. It's not just something I do. When it becomes a part of you, then you're daily submitting. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, they present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Where we get in trouble is our minds. We start thinking like a little kid, that's mine. I'm mine. I belong to me. No, you don't. You belong to God. And you submit that to God, the Lord says, you can be a spiritual man, spiritual woman. And you can restore people. You can help people. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. And as we have there many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. So then, being many, are one body in Christ, every one member one of another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Everybody's got a different gift God can use. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait for our ministering. Or he that teaches, on teaching. Or he that exhorteth, on exhortation. I know this. I know some guys, I've ran into some brothers, those guys were just exhorters. They were good at what they did. They exhorted the brethren. I've gone to revivals, and I've had preachers ask me, said, will you just get up and exhort? Just get up and exhort. And I got up and exhorted people. And you said, what is that about? It's just encouraging people, man. We can make it through serving God. And it's worth it. It's worth it. Every minute, every second we serve God is worth it. And man, I got weeping and crying talking about how good God's been to me. And that's good. That's just encouraging people, exhorting people. Some people don't know how to do that. They don't know how to exhort the brethren. But it says, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. That he that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness, not just being bitter, cheerfulness. Let love be without disputation. It says, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. That's just a part of a spiritual person's life. It's just a part. We shouldn't have to beg people to come to church. Shouldn't have to beg people about giving to the Lord's work. Shouldn't have to beg people to pass out tracts. This should be just a part of our life. Yeah. Just what we do. It's just what we do. Not slothful in business. Not slothful. Don't be a slacker when it comes to it. Slothful in business. And that's the Lord's business. Like I said a minute ago, we're in business with God. And God says, Jesus Christ said, I must be about my Father's business. We're all in business with God. And we'll benefit from it. You'll benefit. It says, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice. Weep with them that weep. When Brother Mark called me today, as I've heard, brother, and Brother Mark call me about certain people and weeping, and we cried together over certain brothers and sisters, and we know where they're at. Rejoice with them that do rejoice. I've rejoiced with people, the Lord's blessed them and given them things. I've rejoiced with them. Weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one towards another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. It says, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. There you go. Man, the Lord lays it out. It's so simple. Sometimes it gets hard to follow. Singing, praising God, being a spiritual house, offering up spiritual sacrifices, restoring brothers and sisters that's out of the way, that wants to be restored. Some people hold a grudge. They'll hold a grudge and hold a grudge with somebody and keep it. And they'll never get to the place where God can fully use them like he wants to. And the Bible tells you the things that we ought to be doing as honor, prefer one another before another, and loving the brethren, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, rejoicing in hope. I'm rejoicing that I know my name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I know no matter who wins the election, like I said a couple weeks ago, no matter if Biden wins, you say, man, we're sunk. Yeah, the country, but we're supposed to keep doing what we're supposed to do. When those disciples were called in, Peter, James, all of them, they were called in. They said, don't you talk in his name. And they whipped them all. I said, don't you talk. And they kept on. They said, whether we obey men or God, that's what we're supposed to do, obey God. So, brethren, be not discouraged. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Look at chapter 13 of Romans says, let every man be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Where whosoever therefore resist the powers, resist the ordinance of God. That's talking about people that have authority in the government and all those things. We had that senator here, and it was a blessing. I talked to him afterwards on Sunday. He said, man, they're trying to get more control. That's what they're trying to do. And I said, I know that. They're trying to get more control of people. And this generation that's coming up, I'm talking about the young generation, they would just submit it to them, just give the government anything or all. They would just do it. And the older generation is the problem. And Christians are the problem. Then the Jews are going to be the problem. That's why the Antichrist will go after the Jews. So, amen. Be a spiritual man. Be a spiritual woman. I'm not saying fake it. I don't want to ever be a fake. And I've seen people be fakes. They come into church, smile on the face, shake hands and all that stuff. But then you go out in the car and they're out there cussing and drinking and carrying on. And go home, they're doing the same thing. That's a fake. That's a hypocrite. But be a real Christian. At home, at work, at wherever you're at, be a real Christian. Amen. Amen? All right, we'll stop there.